Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
My name is Mary Kite from the Department of Psychological Science at Ball State here in Muncie. What would you risk to tell your story? This question is at the heart of Catherine Stockett's wonderful book, The Help. Stockett explores the world of black maids who work for upper-class white women in Jim Crow, Mississippi. The novel takes place in the 1960s. The civil rights movement is in its infancy, and neither the maids nor their employers know quite what to make of the changes they see. Nor does Skeeter, recently back home with a degree from Old Miss and a reluctance to join the white upper-class society she grew up with. Skeeter wants something very different, and this desire leads her to follow her mentor's advice. Write about what disturbs you, particularly if it bothers no one else. What disturbs Skeeter is how the black domestic workers are treated by her privileged white friends. Skeeter asks Abilene to tell her story, but why would she agree to do so when the costs are so great? Not surprisingly, Abilene's first response is to stare at Skeeter and wonder, is she crazy? Didn't she hear about the color boy who was beaten with a tire iron for accidentally using a white bathroom? Although Stockett acknowledges these blatant prejudices, her main focus is on what psychologists call microaggressions, or what Lena Williams simply refers to as the little things. Each act, taken alone, can seem relatively insignificant, but their cumulative effect is death by a thousand nicks. So after hearing once too often that she and her friends are thieves and disease carriers, Abilene breaks her silence. Eventually, her friends follow suit. Stockett recognizes that genuine affection coexisted with the intolerable prejudice she chronicles. There was affection between the white children and the maids who care for them. Another central theme is the bonds of friendship between the black maids. Stockett has been fairly criticized for skipping over some of the larger ethical issues, such as whether Skeeter herself is exploiting the black maids for personal gain. But taken as one small part of the complex story of black-white relations in the Deep South, this engaging novel is worth a read. I'm Mary Kite for BookSpeak.
Next, Bill Britton of Muncie reviews the book The Persistent Duck by Steve Janney.
I had the pleasure to work with the author, an East Central Indiana native, for several years, and I often wondered what kept him going and how he remained so positive working with the groups of people each week. In this book, he answers my question, tells his story, and provides great positive information for all job seekers. His story alone would be interesting. He ran a restaurant, a mental health clinic, then was the CEO of a manufacturing company with a great idea that was stolen, and then as a job coach. He gives the reader a look into this story, but only as examples of what he learned in these roles, and how each step took him to a different place in his spiritual life. Steve Janney spends most of the book explaining that his job as a job coach and trainer was to help give people hope, help them feel good about themselves and their skills, and to learn to be persistent. Through the book, Steve cites several success stories where people allowed themselves to be successful, dependable, and to work towards success rather than dwelling on the past events or failures. This book is only 130 pages, but it has years' worth of knowledge and helpful hints for the job seeker on how to have a successful career and life. So what maintained Steve to help each and every day for all those years, he gives the credit to God and to his faith that led him to help so many people. People who felt defeated and worthless because they had lost their job, and then their faith in themselves, and some in their religion. It was also God's persistent push to have him help others, and even to go on and write and then publish this book. Steve does not tell the latter story. This book is a good read for those who need to look for a new job, or a new faith, or maybe both. The Persistent Duck and the Encouraging Lessons for the Job Seekers by Steve Janney is a wonderful read and necessary for our times. Steve, thanks for your great work. This is Bill Britton for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College.